Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS.
Granite Code Models, a family of open foundation models for code intelligence. Authored 2024 by Mayank Mishra, Matt Stallone, Gaoyuan Zhang, Yikong Shen, Aditya Prasad, Adriana Meza Soria, Michelle Merler, Paramas Warren Selvam, Saptha Surendran, Shivdeep Singh, Manish Sethi, Zonghong Deng, Pingyuan Li, Kun Lung Wu, Syed Zawad, Andrew Coleman, Matthew White, Mark Lewis, Raju Pavaluri, Jan Koifman, Boris Lublinsky, M.D. Baser, Ibrahim Abdelaziz, Kinjal Basu, Mayank Agarwal, Yi Zhou, Chris Johnson, Uncle Goyal, Hima Patel, Yusuf Shah, Petros Zerfis, Heiko Ludwig, Asim Munawar, M. Kraus, P. Kapanapathy, Shweta Salaria, Bob Callio, Sophia Wen, Sidharami R. Selam, Brian M. Belgodir, Carlos Fonseca, Amit Singhi, Nirmit Desai, David Cox, Rushir Puri, Ramaswar Panda. Mayank Mishra Star Operator, Matt Stallone Star Operator, Gaoyuan Zhang Star Operator, Yikong Shen, Aditya Prasad, Adriana Meza Soria, Michelle Merler, Paramas Warren Selvam, Saptha Surendran, Shivdeep Singh, Manish Sethi, Zonghong Deng, Pingyuan Li, Kun Lung Wu, Syed Zawad, Andrew Coleman, Matthew White, Mark Lewis, Raju Pavaluri, Jan Koifman, Boris Lublinsky, Maximilian De Baser, Ibrahim Abdelaziz, Kinjal Basu, Mayank Agarwal, Yi Zhou, Chris Johnson, Uncle Goyal, Hima Patel, Yusuf Shah, Petros Zerfis, Heiko Ludwig, Asim Munawar, Maxwell Kraus, Pavan Kapanapathy, Shweta Salaria, Bob Callio, Sophia Wen, Sidharami Selam, Brian Belgodir, Carlos Fonseca, Amit Singhi, Nirmit Desai, David D. Cox, Rushir Puri, Ramaswar Panda. IBM Research Star Operator Equal Contribution Corresponding Authors Rushir at us.ibm.com, rpanda at ibm.com. Abstract. Large language models, LLMs, trained on code are revolutionizing the software development process. Increasingly, code LLMs are being integrated into software development environments to improve the productivity of human programmers, and LLM-based agents are beginning to show promise for handling complex tasks autonomously. Realizing the full potential of code LLMs requires a wide range of capabilities, including code generation, fixing bugs, explaining and documenting code, maintaining repositories, and more. In this work, we introduce the Granite series of decoder-only code models for code-generative tasks, trained with code written in 116 programming languages. The Granite Code Models family consists of models ranging in size from 3 to 34 billion parameters, suitable for applications ranging from complex application modernization tasks to on-device memory-constrained use cases. Evaluation on a comprehensive set of tasks demonstrates that Granite Code Models consistently reaches state-of-the-art performance among available open-source code LLMs. The Granite Code Model family was optimized for enterprise software development workflows and performs well across a range of coding tasks, e.g. code generation, fixing and explanation, making it a versatile, all-around code model. We release all our Granite Code Models under an Apache 2.0 license for both research and commercial use. https://github.com/ibm-granite/granite-code-models. 1. Introduction. Over the last several decades, software has been woven into the fabric of every aspect of our society. As demand for software development surges, it is more critical than ever to increase software development productivity, and LLMs provide promising path for augmenting human programmers. Prominent enterprise use cases for LLMs in software development productivity include code generation, code explanation, code fixing, unit test and documentation generation, application modernization, vulnerability detection, code translation, and more. Size from single-digit billions of parameters, e.g. Llama 7b, Tuvron et al., 2023, Gemma 7b, Gemma Team et al., 2024, etc., to hundreds of billions, DBRX, Databricks, Arctic, Snowflake, Grok, Mixtral 8x22b, Mistral AI, Command R+, Cohere, and vary in the generality of intended use, with some models aiming to cover a range of uses outside of code, while others focus primarily on coding-related tasks, e.g. StarCoder, Li et al., 2023a, Loshkov et al., 2024, Cogen, Nykamp et al., 2023, CodeLlama, Rosie backquote Air et al. 2023, and code Gemma team et al. 2024. However, there remain important gaps in the current field of LLMs for code, especially in the context of enterprise software development. First, while very large, generalist LLMs can achieve excellent coding performance, their size makes them expensive to deploy. Smaller code-focused models, Lee et al., 2023a, Loshkov et al., 2024, Nykamp et al., 2023, Rosie backquote Air et al., 2023, Code Gemma team et al., 2024, can achieve excellent code generation performance in a smaller and more flexible package, but performance in coding tasks beyond generation, e.g., fixing and explanation, can lag behind code generation performance. In many enterprise contexts, code LLM adoption can be further complicated by factors beyond the performance of the models. For instance, even open models are sometimes plagued by a lack of transparency about the data sources and data processing methods that went into model, which can erode trust in models in mission-critical and regulated contexts. Furthermore, license terms in today's open LLMs can encumber and complicate an enterprise's ability to use a model. Here, we present Granite Code Models, a series of highly capable code LLMs designed to support enterprise software development across a wide range of coding tasks. Granite Code Models has two main variants that we release in four different sizes, 3B, 8B, 20B, and 34B. Granite Code Base. Base foundation models for code-related tasks. Granite Code Instruct. Instruction following models fine-tuned using a combination of Git commits paired with human instructions and open-source synthetically generated code instruction datasets. The base models in the series have been trained from scratch with a two-phase training strategy. In phase 1, our model is trained on 3 to 4 trillion tokens sourced from 116 programming languages, ensuring a comprehensive understanding of programming languages and syntax. In phase 2, our model is further trained on 500 billion tokens with a carefully designed mixture of high-quality data from code and natural language domains to improve the model's ability to reason. We use the unsupervised language modeling objective to train the base models in both the phases of training. The instruct models are derived by further fine-tuning the above-trained base models on a combination of a filtered variant of CommitPack. Munighoff et al. 2023, Natural Language Instruction Following Datasets, OASST, K. Diarasis Off et al. 2023, Help Steer, Wong et al. 2023, and Open Source Math Datasets, Math Instruct, Yu et al. 2023, and Meta Math QA, Yu et al. 2023, including synthetically generated code datasets for improving instruction following and reasoning capabilities. We conduct extensive evaluations of our code LLMs on a comprehensive set of benchmarks, including Human Eval Pack, Munighoff et al. 2023, MBPP, plus Austin et al. 2021, Liu et al. 2023a, Repo Bench, Liu et al. 2023b, Recode, Wang et al. 2022, and more. This set of benchmarks encompasses many different kinds of coding tasks beyond just code synthesis in Python, e.g., code fixing, code explanation, code editing, code translation, etc., across most major programming languages, Python, JavaScript, Java, Go, C++, Rust, etc. Our findings reveal that among open-source models, the Granite Code Models overall show very strong performance across all model sizes and benchmarks, often outperforming other open-source code models that are twice large compared to Granite. As an illustration, Figure 1, top, shows a comparison of Granite-8B code base with other open-source base code LLMs, including recent high-performing general-purpose base LLMs like Mistral, Zhang et al., 2023b, and Llama 3, I at Meta, 2024, on Human Eval Pack, Munighoff et al., 2023. While Code Gemma and StarCoder 2 perform reasonably well in generating code, they perform significantly worse on the code fixing and explanation variants of Human Eval Pack. On average, Granite-8B code base outperforms the most competitive Code Gemma-8B model by almost 12 points on Human Eval Pack, 33.2% vs 21.3%, despite being trained on significantly less number of tokens, 4.5T vs 7.5T tokens. Besides base models, the instruction-tuned variants of our Granite Code Models also show strong performance on Human Eval Pack, outperforming other open-source, code, instruction models, demonstrating benefits to a wider set of coding tasks with natural language instructions. See Figure 1, bottom. Furthermore, since reasoning is critical for solving complicated questions and tasks, we also test our Granite-8B code base model on 6 mathematical benchmarks, including Math, Cobb et al. 2021, GSM-8K, Cobb et al. 2021, and problem solving with access to computational tools, where our Granite-8B model achieves better performance compared to most state-of-the-art 7B or 8B LLMs. For example, Granite-8B code base outperforms Llama 3 to 8B base by tilde operator 12 points on GSM-8K and tilde operator 6 points on Math, see Table 15. The key advantages of Granite code models include all-rounder code LLM. Granite code models achieve competitive or state-of-the-art performance on different kinds of code-related tasks, including code generation, explanation, fixing, editing, translation, etc., demonstrating their ability to solve diverse coding tasks. Trustworthy enterprise-grade LLM. All our models are trained on license-permissible data collected following IBM's AI ethics principles 1 and guided by IBM's corporate legal team for trustworthy enterprise usage. All the Granite code models are released under the Apache 2.0 license. We describe our entire data collection, filtering, and pre-processing pipeline in Section 2. Section 3 describes the details of model architecture, followed by training details in Section 4. Section 5 provides the details about instruction tuning, and Section 6 describes the experiments and results comparing Granite code models with other open-source LLMs. 2. Data collection. In this section, we describe the process of crawling and filtering, SEG 2.1, deduplication, SEG 2.2, HAP-PII filtering, SEG 2.3, used to prepare the code data for model training. We also provide an overview of high-quality natural language data used to enhance the model's language understanding and mathematical reasoning skills. 2.1 Data crawling and filtering. The pre-training code data was sourced from a combination of publicly available datasets like GitHub Code Clean 2, Star Coder Data 3, and additional public code repositories and issues from GitHub. We filter raw data to retain a list of 116 programming languages out of 300-plus languages, as listed in Appendix A. The assignment of data to programming languages is performed based solely on file extension, similar to StarCoder, Lee et al., 2023a. After language filtering, we apply 4 key filtering rules to filter out lower quality code, Lee et al., 2023a. 1. Remove files with fewer than 25% alphabetic characters. 2. Except for the XSLT language, filter out files where the string less than XML version equals appears within the first 100 characters. 3. For HTML files, only keep files where the visible text makes up at least 20% of the HTML code and has a minimum length of 100 characters. 4. For JSON and YAML files, only keep files that have a character count ranging from 50 to 5,000 characters. We also filter GitHub issues using a set of quality metrics that include removing auto-generated text, filtering out non-English issues, excluding comments from bots, and using the number of users engaged in the conversation as an indicator of quality. We also annotate each code file with license information associated with the respective repository, found via GitHub APIs, and only keep files with permissive licenses for model training. 2.2 Exact and fuzzy deduplication. We adopt an aggressive deduplication strategy, including both exact and fuzzy deduplication, to remove documents having near identical code content in our training set. For exact deduplication, we first compute SHA-256 hash on the document content and remove records having identical hashes. Post-exact deduplication, we apply fuzzy deduplication with the goal of removing code files that may have slight variations and thereby unbiasing the data further. We apply a two-step method for this. 1. Compute min hashes of all the documents and then utilize locally sensitive hashing, LSH, to group documents based on their min hash fingerprints. 2. Measure Jaccard similarity between each pair of documents in the same bucket and annotate documents except one as duplicates based on a similarity threshold of 0. 7. We apply this near deduplication process to all programming languages, including GitHub issues, to enhance the richness and diversity of the training dataset. 2.3 HAP-P, malware filtering, to reduce the likelihood of generating hateful, abusive, or profane HAP language from the models. We make diligent efforts to filter HAP content from the training set. We first create a dictionary of HAP keywords and then annotate each code document with the number of occurrences of such keywords in the content, including comments. We filter out documents which exceeds the HAP threshold, computed based on a distributional analysis as well as manual inspection of code files. Moreover, to protect privacy, we follow StarCoder, Li et al., 2023a, and make diligent efforts to redact personally identifiable information, P, from the training set. Specifically, we leverage the STAR PII 4 model to detect IP addresses, keys, email addresses, names, usernames, and passwords found in the content. The P redaction step replaces the P text with the corresponding token's name, email, key, password, and change the IP address with a synthetically generated IP address, as in Li et al., 2023a. We also scan our datasets using CLAMF5 to identify and remove instances of malware in the source code. 2.4 natural language datasets. In addition to collecting code data for model training, we curate several publicly available high-quality natural language datasets for improving the model's proficiency in language understanding and mathematical reasoning. Representative datasets under this category include web documents, Stack Exchange, Common Crawl, Mathematical Web Text, Open Web Math, Paister et al., 2023, Stack Math QA, Zhang, 2024, Academic Text, Archive, Wikipedia, and Instruction Tuning Datasets, Flan, Longper et al., 2023, Help Steer, Wang et al., 2023. We do not deduplicate these already pre-processed natural language datasets. 3. Model Architecture. We train a series of code models of varying sizes based on the Transformer Decoder Architecture, Vaswani et al., 2017. The model hyperparameters for these models are given in Table 1. For all model architectures, we use pre-normalization, Shang et al., 2020, normalization applied to the input of attention and MLP blocks. Table 1. Model configurations for granted code models. Model 3B8B20B34B. Batch size 20481024576532. Context length 20484096819281. Hidden size 25604096614461446144FFN. Hidden size 10240143362457624576. Attention heads 32324848. Key value heads 32 MHA 8 GQA 1 MQA 1 MQA. Layers 32365288. Normalization RMS norm RMS norm layer norm layer norm activation swiglu swiglu JLU JLU vocab size 49152 49152 49152 49152. 3B. The smallest model in the Granite code model family is trained with rope embedding, Su et al., 2023, and multi-head attention, Vaswani et al., 2017. This model used the swish activation function, Ramachandran et al., 2017, with GLU, Shazir, 2020, for the MLP, also commonly referred to as swiglu. For normalization, we use RMS norm, Zhang and Senric, 2019, since it's computationally more efficient than layer norm, Ba et al., 2016. The 3B model is trained with a context length of 2048 tokens. 8B. The 8B model has a similar architecture as the 3B model with the exception of using group query attention, GQA, Ainsley et al., 2023. Using GQA offers a better trade-off between model performance and inference efficiency at this scale. We train the 8B model with a context length of 4,096 tokens. 20B. The 20B code model is trained with learned absolute position embeddings. We use multi-query attention, Shazir, 2019, during training for efficient downstream inference. For the MLP block, we use the JLU activation function, Hendrikes and Gimple, 2023. For normalizing the activations, we use layer norm, Ba et al., 2016. This model is trained with a context length of 8,192 tokens. Remove final 8 layers from the original model and initial 8 layers from its duplicate to form 2 models. Finally, we concatenate both models to form Granite 34B code model with 88 layers, see Figure 2 for an illustration. After the depth upscaling, We observe that the drop in performance compared to 20B model is pretty small, contrary to what is observed by Kim et al. This performance is recovered pretty quickly after we continue pre-training of the upscaled 34B model. Similar to 20B, we use a 8192 token context during pre-training. 4. Pre-training. In this section, we provide details on two-phase training, SEC 4.1, training objectives, SEC 4.2, optimization, SEC 4.3, and infrastructure, SEC 4.4, used in pre-training the models. 4.1. Two-phase training. Granite code models are trained on 3.5T to 4.5T tokens of code data and natural language datasets related to code. Data is tokenized via byte pair encoding, BPE, Senrick et al., 2015, employing the same tokenizer as StarCoder, Lee et al., 2023A. Following Shen et al., 2024, Hu et al., 2024, we utilize high-quality data with two phases of training as follows. Phase 1, code-only training. During Phase 1, both 3B and 8B models are trained for 4 trillion tokens of code data comprising 116 languages. The 20B parameter model is trained on 3 trillion tokens of code. The 34B model is trained on 1.4T tokens after the depth upscaling, which is done on the 1.6T checkpoint of 20B model. Phase 2, code plus language training. In Phase 2, we include additional high-quality publicly available data from various domains, including technical, mathematics, and web documents, to further improve the model's performance in reasoning and problem-solving skills, which are essential for code generation. We train all our models for 500B tokens, 80% code and 20% language data, in Phase 2 training. 4.2. Training objective. For training of all our models, we use the causal language modeling objective and fill in the middle, FIM, Bavarian et al., 2022, objective. The FIM objective is tasked to predict inserted tokens with the given context and subsequent text. We train our models to work with both PSM, prefix-suffix-middle, and SPM, suffix-prefix-middle, modes, with relevant formatting control tokens, same as StarCoder, Lee et al., 2023A. The overall loss is computed as a weighted combination of the two objectives. Noted that the FIM objective is only used during pre-training, however we drop it during instruction fine-tuning, i.e. we set alpha equals 1. 4.3. Optimization. We use Adam W. Optimizer, Kingma and Ba, 2017, with beta 1 equals 0.9, beta 2 equals 0.95 and weight decay of 0.1 for training all our Granite code models. For the Phase 1 pre-training, the learning rate follows a cosine schedule starting from 3 × 10⁴, which decays to 3 × 10⁵ with an initial linear warm-up step of 2k iterations. For Phase 2 pre-training, we start from 3 × 10⁴, 1.5 × 10⁴ for 20B and 34B models, and adopt an exponential decay schedule to anneal it to 10% of the initial learning rate. We use a batch size of 4m/5m tokens depending on the model size during both phases of pre-training. To accelerate training, we use Flash Attention 2, Dao et al., 2022, Dao, 2023, the persistent layer norm kernel, fused RMS norm kernel, depending on the model, and the fused Atom kernel available in NVIDIA's Apex library. We use a custom fork of NVIDIA's Megatron LM, Shuibi et al., 2019, Narayanan et al., 2021, for distributed training of all our models. We train with a mix of 3D parallelism, tensor parallel, pipeline parallel, and data parallel. We also use sequence parallelism, Korthakanti et al., 2023, for reducing the activation memory consumption of large context length during training. We use Megatron's distributed optimizer with mixed precision training, Misakevicius et al., 2018, in BF16, Kalamkar et al., 2019, with gradient all reduce and gradient accumulation in FP32 for training stability. 4.4. Infrastructure. We train the Granite code models using IBM's two supercomputing clusters, namely Vela and Blue Vela, outfitted with NVIDIA A100 and H100 GPUs, respectively. In the Vela A100 GPU cluster, each node has 2x Intel Xeon scalable processors with 8x80GB A100 GPUs connected to each other by NVLink and NVSwitch. The Vela cluster adopts ROS, RDMA over converged Ethernet, and GDR, GPU Direct RDMA, for high-performance networking. Similarly, each node in BlueVilla cluster consists of dual 48-core Intel processors with 8x80GB H100 GPUs. BlueVilla employs 3.2 terabits per second InfiniBand interconnect to facilitate seamless communication between nodes, known for their high throughput and low latency. In addition, BlueVilla employs a separate, dedicated InfiniBand storage fabric providing 800 gigabits per second per compute node, backed by multiple S6000 storage appliances. Both clusters provide a scalable and efficient infrastructure for training our models over thousands of GPUs. We estimate the carbon emissions from pre-training the Granite Code models to be tilde operator 455 TCO2EQ, which is computed based on the total energy usage in the models and U.S. national average carbon intensity factor of 0.423 kilograms county 2EQ per kilowatt hour without taking the location of data centers in consideration. The BlueVilla cluster runs on 100% renewable energy to minimize the environmental impact. 5. Instruction tuning. Fine-tuning code LLMs on a variety of tasks explained via instructions has been shown to improve model usability and general performance. While there has been much progress in code instruction tuning, most of them adopt synthetically generated data from OpenAI models, which limits the model use in many enterprise applications. Thus, following OctoCoder, Munighoff et al., 2023, we use only a combination of permissively licensed data, with an aim to enhance instruction following capabilities of our models, including logical reasoning and problem-solving skills. Specifically, Granite Code Instruct models are trained on the following types of data: Code Commits Dataset, Commit Pack FT, Munighoff et al., 2023, a filtered version of full Commit Pack dataset across 92 programming languages 6. Table 2, Summary of Evaluation Tasks, Task Benchmark Reference, Multilingual Code Generation Human Eval Synthesize, Munighoff et al., 2023, Multilingual Code Generation Multi-PLE, Cassano et al., 2023, Python Code Generation MBPP, Austin et al., 2021, Python Code Generation MBPP plus Lu et al., 2023a, Data Science Code Generation DS1000 Li et al., 2023, Repository Level Code Generation Repo Bench Lu et al., 2023b, Repository Level Code Generation Crosscode Eval Ding et al., 2023, Fill in the Middle Code Completion Santa Coder FIM Alil et al., 2023, Multilingual Code Explanation Human Eval Explain Munighoff et al., 2023, Multilingual Code Fixing Human Eval Fix Munighoff et al., 2023, Code Editing Can It Edit Cassano et al., 2024, Code Translation Code Lingua Pan et al., 2024, Code Execution Crux Eval GU et al., 2024, Math Reasoning Math Hendrikes et al., 2021, Math Reasoning GSM8K Cobb et al., 2021, Math Reasoning SAT Azerbaev et al., 2023, Math Reasoning OCW Lukowas et al., 2022, Function Calling BFCL Yan et al., 2024, Model Robustness Recode Wang et al., 2022, Math Datasets, Math Instruct 7, Yu et al., 2023, and MetaMath QA, Yu et al., 2023, Code Instruction Datasets. Glaive Code Assistant V38, Self-Aus Instruct SC29, Glaive Function Calling V210, NL2SQL11 and Few Synthetically Generated API Calling Datasets, Basu et al., 2024, Language Instruction Datasets. High-quality datasets like HelpSteer, Wang et al., 2023, an open license filtered version of Platypus 12, Li et al., 2023, including a collection of hard-coded prompts to ensure model generates correct outputs given inquiries about its name or developers. For training, we use a cosine scheduler with 250 warm-up steps, an initial learning rate 10-5, and train for 3 epochs. Further, we add random, uniform noise with a magnitude of 5 square root nh, where n is the sequence length and h is the embedding dimension, to the embedding vector, as proposed by Jane et al. The additional noise improved overall answer quality of the instruction model. We use Flash Attention 2, DAO, 2023, DAO et al., 2022, with a padding-free Transformer 13 implementation to reduce GPU memory usage and redundant flops during fine-tuning. We also use Full Activation Checkpointing, Korthakanti et al., 2023, which allows us to fine-tune our Granite 20B code models with 8K context length within a single node within a few hours on 8x100 GPUs. 6. Evaluation. We evaluate Granite code models on a wide variety of tasks, including code generation, code explanation, code fixing, code editing, math reasoning, etc., as shown in Table 2. We compare our models with several open-source code LLMs, Stable Code, Pinaparaju et al. 2024. 7. We removed GSM 8K RFT and Camel Math from Math Instruct due to unknown or NC license. 8. https://huggingface.co/datasets/glavy/glave-code-assistant-v3. Code Llama, Rosier et al. 2023, Starcoder, Lee et al. 2023b, Starcoder 2, Loshkov et al. 2024, and Code Gemma 14, including recent high-performing general-purpose open LLMs like Mistral, Zhang et al. 2023a, and Llama 3.15. For all the benchmarks, we evaluate the baseline models, including ours, using the same script and environment for fair comparison. 6.1. Code generation. 6.1.1 Human Eval Synthesize, multilingual code generation in 6 languages. While most of the prior code LLMs evaluate code generation capabilities only on Python using Human Eval, Chen et al. 2021, we adopt the challenging Human Eval Synthesize, Munighoff et al. 2023, benchmark in our study, which extends Python problems of Human Eval benchmark to 5 additional commonly used programming languages, namely JavaScript, Java, Go, C++, Rust. We evaluate all models in a zero-shot manner using greedy decoding with completion format for the base models and instruction template for the instruction-tuned models. In constructing prompts for instruction-tuned models, we adhere to the formats provided in their official examples. We search for a suitable prompt format in the Hugging Face model card, GitHub repository, and formal publications or technical reports. Table 3 shows the results on a base and instruct models Human Eval Synthesize benchmark. Granite 3B code base is the best performing small model with +3% improvement over Code Gemma 2B. Overall, among base models, Granite code models achieve the best average performance at 7B8B scale, second best average performance in 13B20B size models, and is very close to the best model. Falls behind Starcoder 2-15B by 0.1%. While Code Llama 34B achieves better score on Human Eval Python, Granite 34B code base achieves much better performance on other languages, leading to a 4% improvement on average across 6 languages. Among the instruct models, Granite code models consistently outperform equivalent size Code Llama. The 3B, 8B, and 20B models even outperform Code Llama models that are 2x larger. It's worth noting that even our smaller model, Granite 3B code instruct, surpasses the performance of CODELLAMA34B instruct. Further, we can also see that Granite code models outperform much larger state-of-the-art open-source general-purpose language models, including Gemma, Mixtral, and Llama 3 series models. This shows that domain-specific code models could achieve better performance and efficiency, thus making them more suitable for Kastan performance-sensitive enterprise environments. 6.1.2 Multi-PLE, multilingual code generation in 18 languages. Multi-PLE, Cassano et al., 2023, is a canonical benchmark for evaluating code models on a more diverse set of 18 different programming languages. On Multi-PLE, we compare all the base models on 18 languages by sampling 50 completions per prompt at temperature 0.2 with top PO.95, as in Loshkov et al., 2024. Table 4 shows the results of different models on Multi-PLE. As can be seen from the table, there is no single model that works best at every language across all model sizes. In comparison to the similarly sized open-source model CODELLAMA7B, Granite-8B codebase performs the best on 16/18 programming languages. Of the medium models, Starcoder 2-15B performs best. Among the large models, Granite 34B codebase does better than Code Llama 34B on most languages, demonstrating its effectiveness in code generation across a diverse set of languages. 6.1.3 MBPP and MBPP Plus, code generation in Python. MBPP, Austin et al., 2021, and MBPP Plus, Liu et al., 2023a, are two of the most widely studied benchmarks for evaluating code models. While the prompt for each MBPP problem includes a natural language description followed by a few tests, MBPP Plus consists of 35 times more tests than the original benchmarks. We use greedy decoding and report the mean pass at 1 for all the models. Table 5 summarizes the results of different base models. As we can see, Granite 3B code base significantly outperforms CODEGEMMA2B but falls short of StarCoder 2-3B on both benchmarks. At mid-parameter ranges, Granite code models beat both code Llama 7B and CODELLAMA13B by a margin of tilde operator 5% and tilde operator 15% on average respectively. Additionally, Granite 34B code base is very competitive with code Llama 34B with only a difference of 0.9% on average across both benchmarks. 6.1.4 DS1000, Data Science Tasks in Python. DS1000, Lai et al., 2023, is a widely studied benchmark which offers a comprehensive collection of 1,000 data science workflows across 7 different libraries, from Matplotlib to TensorFlow. We use temperature 0.2 and top P0.95 to generate 40 samples per each library and report mean pass at 1 with code completion setting for all the models up to 8B parameters. Results on DS1000 are summarized in Table 7. Of the small models, StarCoder 2-3B performs the best. Granite 3B code base is in second place, outperforming CODEGEMMA2B by more than 12 points on average across 7 libraries. Granite-8B code base achieves the best average performance of 34.5% outperforming all other models of the similar parameter sizes. The Granite code models achieve relatively high accuracy across all sizes, e.g., outperforming code Gemma at 2B-3B scale, StarCoder 2 at 7B-8B scale and code Llama models with half of the sizes. This shows that our Granite code models are not only capable of generating good code but also of using libraries more accurately in real data science workflows. For CrossCode eval, following Ding et al., 2024, we use a max sequence length of 2K using the retrieve and generate RG method with OpenAI's Ada embedding. We set the maximum cross-file context to 512 tokens and the max generation token to 50 tokens for all the models. We use the uniform prompt formatting in the original implementation, with a temperature of 0.2 and top P of 0.95 for all model generations. Max sequence length was set to 8,192 for all models, with the exception of Granite 3B code base, 2,048, and Granite-8B code base, 4,096, given their respective context lengths. Table 6 shows the performance of different models on repo bench version 1.1. Granite 3B code base demonstrates notable performance among the smaller models, with StarCoder base 3B achieving the leading performance metrics. Among the medium models, Granite-8B codebase shows very strong performance on Java, while ranks second best one in Python, with code Gemma 7B being the best performing on both metrics. Among larger models, Granite 20B code not only outperforms StarCoder 2-15B but also CODELLAMA34B on all 4 metrics across both programming languages. This demonstrates strong repository level code generation capabilities of the Granite code models despite being not trained with repo-level file packing as in Loshkov et al., 2024, Code Gemma Team et al., 2024. We leave this as an interesting future work to further improve performance of our models. Results on cross-code eval are shown in Table 8. As can be seen from the table, among the similar-sized models, Code Gemma 7B is best on Python and TypeScript, while StarCoder 27B performs best on Java and C Sharp. Likewise, Granite 20B codebase outperforms code Llama 13B on 3 programming languages, Python, Java, C#, while falls behind on TypeScript. Across all model sizes and programming languages, there is no single model that is best at all the metrics, similar to the findings in MultiPLE. This indicates that achieving uniformly high performance across all programming languages remains challenging. 6.1.6 FIM, infilling evaluations. Granite code models are trained for code completion purposes using FIM objective, as described in Sec. 4.2. We use SantaCoder FIM benchmark, Allo et al., 2023, for infilling evaluations which tests the ability of models to fill in a single line of code in Python, JavaScript, and Java solutions to human eval. We use greedy decoding and report the mean exact match for all the models. Table 9 shows that Granite code models significantly outperform StarCoder and StarCoder 2 across all model sizes, demonstrating it to be excellent well-rounded models for code completion use cases. Moreover, we observe no performance improvement in scaling the model sizes from 8B to 34B, indicating that smaller models are often more suitable for FIM code completion tasks. 6.2 Code explanation and fixing. While most of the prior code LLMs primarily focus on evaluating performance using code generation benchmarks, users may want to use these models in other challenging scenarios beyond synthesis, like explaining and fixing codes. Thus, following Munighoff et al., 2023, we test the performance of different code models on the code explanation and fixing variants of Human Eval Pack benchmark, spanning 6 different programming languages. For both Human Eval Explain and Human Eval Fix, we evaluate all models in a zero-shot manner using greedy decoding with completion format for the base models and instruction template for the instruction-tuned models. The results of the Human Eval Explain benchmark are shown in Table 10. Granite code-based models significantly outperform other SOTA-based code LLMs, including StarCoder 2 and CodeGemma, by a large margin. Interestingly, Granite-8B code base beats CodeLLAM A34B by 9.3% on average, while being close to code Llama 70B. We attribute this performance to our data mixture and base model training decisions. After instruction tuning, performance of all the base models significantly improves across languages. Among code instruct models, Granite-34B code instruct performs the best, reaching the average score of 41.9%, which is very close of 41.1% score of CodeLLAM A70B instruct. Remarkably, CodeGemma 7BIT gains the most improvement from instruction tuning but still falls behind Granite-8B code instruct by 2.5% on average. Mixtral-8x22B instruct V0.1 performs best among all models benchmarked with a significant margin, indicating the potential advantage of bigger models and training on general natural language data could potentially help on this task. Table 11 reports the results on Human Eval Fix. Like Human Eval Explain, Granite Code Models base models significantly outperform other base models. Notably, Granite-8B code base again shows impressive performance, making it close to CodeLLAM A70B and Llama 3 to 70B. After instruction tuning, we observe a performance improvement on almost all models. Notably, our 8B and 20B instruct models achieve the best performance among models with less that has less than 34B parameters. However, we see a significant performance improvement, about 10 points, after moving to larger models with more than 34B parameters. Among large instruct models, Granite-34B code instruct performs similarly to other models with at least twice the parameters, thus having a better cost and performance balance. Figure 3 compares the performance of Granite-8B code instruct with state-of-the-art open-source instruction-tuned general LLMs. Granite-8B code instruct consistently outperforms the compared models, emphasizing the need for domain-specific code models. Tsuma, 6.3 Code Editing and Translation. KennetEdit is a recent benchmark designed to evaluate code LLMs on instructional code editing tasks. The benchmark contains 105 handcrafted Python programs where each problem consists of a code snippet accompanied by an instruction of two types, descriptive or lazy. The goal is to modify the code according to the instruction. Both lazy and descriptive instructions should lead to the same edit. Following Cassano et al., 2024, we compare different instruction-tuned models using their corresponding instruction format by random sampling with a temperature of 0.2 and a top P of 0.95. with 20 completions per problem. Table 13. Performance of different instruction-tuned models on CodeLingua, Pan et al., 2024. We report pass at 1 for translation across 5 languages. From Table 12, we make the following observations on the performance of different models on KennetEdit benchmark. It shows that Granite code models have better pass rates, as well as less presence of unnecessary code changes, compared to CodeGemma and CodeLlama. This result shows that Granite code models can better understand users' intentions and make accurate changes to the existing code in practical situations. CodeLingua, Pan et al., 2024, is a dataset designed to test models' capabilities in code translation. It contains two sets of programs, one containing 251 programs in Java and 251 programs in Python sampled from Avatar, Ahmad et al., 2021, and one from CodeNet Puri et al., 2021, containing 250 programs for each of 5 languages, C, C++, Go, Java, and Python. For each program, a set of unit tests in the form of input and expected outputs is provided. The task consists in translating each program from the source language to 5 target languages, the ones sampled from CodeNet. Passet 1 is used as the metric to evaluate translation accuracy. For every generation, we used greedy decoding and the suggested prompt format for each instruction-tuned model. For base models or cases where the instruction format was not specified, we used the default prompt from the dataset. Basic post-processing is applied to each generation to remove generation artifacts such as repetition of the input instruction, source language code, target language name, and formatting tokens. For example, Table 13 shows the results on the Code Lingua benchmark. For the source languages C, C++, and Go, the results reported in the table are taken directly from the runs on CodeNet, whereas for Java and Python, the results are reported as the average of the runs on Avatar and CodeNet. We report the numbers of Octocoder and CodeLlama from the Code Lingua leaderboard 16. The Granite Code models performs comparably to Code Gemma. It is worth noticing that the correctness of the translation is not only due to the code generated by the model, but also by the extra metadata and explanation provided as part of the answer. We tested instruction-tuned models, as we observed that base models often struggle to understand the request itself to translate code. Instruct models, on the other hand, tend to add additional information besides the translated code as part of the generations. The CodeLlama family seems to suffer especially from this issue, as post-processing the generations to extract only the relevant code constitutes a non-trivial task. The Code Gemma and Granite models, on the other hand, produce a nicely formatted output that can be easily parsed. Interestingly, Go seems to be the hardest target language to translate to, while C is the source language with the highest translation success rate for the Granite models. 6.4 Code Reasoning, Understanding and Execution. CRUX Eval, GU et al., 2024, is a benchmark of 800 Python functions and input-output pairs, consisting of two tasks, CRUX Eval I, Input Prediction, and CRUX Eval O, Output Prediction. We use temperature 0.2 to report pass at 1 and temperature 0.8 to report pass at 5, both using 10 samples, as in Loshkov et al., 2024, GU et al., 2024. Table 14 shows that Granite code models perform competitively with other models. Granite 3B code base outperforms CodeGemma2B on CRUX eval I but lags behind on CRUX eval O. Interestingly, there is not a single model which performs consistently best at 3B parameters. However, at 7B 8B parameters, Code Gemma 7B outperforms all the models on both tasks. For the large models, Granite 34B code base lags behind CodeLlama 34B on CRUX eval I but outperforms on CRUX eval O. Performance on both CRUX eval I and CRUX eval O increases as we scale the size of the Granite code models from 3B to 34B parameters, demonstrating the advantage of larger models for code reasoning and execution tasks. 6.5. Math Reasoning. We use the following 4 widely used benchmarks to assess the mathematical reasoning capabilities of Granite-8B code base and various 7B-8B baseline models. Math, Hendrikes et al., 2021. A dataset from high school math competitions. We use the 4-shot experiment setting from Gao et al., 2023, GSM-8K. Cobb et al., 2021. A dataset of middle school-level math word problems. We use the 5-shot experiment setting from Gao et al., 2023, SAT, Azerbaijev et al., 2023. A dataset consisting of the 32 math questions with no figures from the May 2023 College Board SAT examination. We use the same experiment setting from Azerbaijev et al., 2023, OCW. Lukowicz et al., 2022. A collection of undergraduate-level STEM problems harvested from MIT's open courseware. We use the 4-shot experiment setting from Azerbaijev et al., 2023. Following Azerbaijev et al., 2023, we also evaluate models on 2 tasks that involve solving problems with access to computational tools. Math plus PY solving math task by writing a Python program that uses built-in numeric operations, the math module, and SIMPy. We use the 5-shot prompt and experiment setting from Azerbaijev et al., 2023, GSM-8K plus PY solving GSM-8K task by writing a Python program that executes to generate an integer answer. We use the 8-shot prompt and experiment setting from Azerbaijev et al., 2023. Table 15 summarizes the results. Despite not being specifically tuned for mathematical reasoning, Granite minus 8B code base shows impressive reasoning ability, outperforming most existing 7B to 8B models. While other models may be particularly strong on a few tasks, our model consistently achieves top 1 or top 2 performance on all tasks. 6.6 calling functions and tools. We adopt Berkeley Function Calling Leaderboard, BFCL, Yan et al., 2024, to evaluate LLM's ability to call functions and tools. BFCL is a function calling dataset with 1,700 functions across four categories: simple, multiple, parallel, and parallel multiple function calls, each differing in the number of potential functions the model has access to and the number of output functions the model has to generate. We use two popular methods to evaluate the accuracy of the model generated answers: AST evaluation based on abstract syntax tree, AST based metric for fuzzy evaluation of output, and executable evaluation to match the outputs of model generated and ground truth functions. Figure 4 shows the results of different Granite code models on BFCL benchmark. As can be seen from the figure, overall accuracy improves from 25.65% to 57.12% for Granite 3B code base to Granite 34B code base, showing the effectiveness of model scaling in function, tool, calling capabilities. We also compare Granite minus 8B code with code Llama 7B in Figure 5 and find that Granite minus 8B code instruct beats CODELLAMA 7B instruct by 22%, 14%, and 12% on AST summary, execution summary, and overall accuracy, respectively. Additionally, Figure 5 shows that instruction tuning consistently improves performance of both base models, with more noticeable improvements in Granite code models. E.g., plus 17.88% in overall accuracy from Granite minus 8B code base to Granite minus 8B code instruct, indicating the effectiveness of our well-curated data mixture in fine-tuning base models. 6.7. Model robustness. While the performance on canonical code generative tasks is essential, we argue that the evaluation of practical robustness is also necessary to characterize different models systematically. We therefore consider benchmarking the robustness of code synthesis, one of the most representative downstream tasks of source code. Recode, Wang et al., 2022, provides 30 different general perturbations on doc strings, function names, and codes to evaluate the robustness of code generation models. We use the perturbed version of the human eval benchmark using greedy generation with 5 seeds, as recommended in Wang et al., 2022. Table 16 shows the worst case RP at one of different models for each perturbation category. While Granite 3B code base consistently outperforms CODEGEMMA 2B, Granite minus 8B code base lags behind code Gemma 7B on all categories. Granite code models obtains much better performance compared to code Llama models, showing its generalization in a robust way at every sizes. Our largest model, Granite 34B code base, consistently outperforms CODELLAMA 34B on all four categories. This indicates that Granite 34B codebase has more capacity to deal with unseen instances and perturbations. In general, we also observe higher RP at 1 for larger models within the Granite code family, e.g., improved from 40.1% to 52.0% for Granite 3B codebase to Granite 34B codebase on average across all perturbations, showing that larger model helps improve worst-case robustness. Table 16. RP at 1 performance on the Recode benchmark. Following Wang et al., 2022, we use the perturbed version of the human eval benchmark with greedy sampling for all the models to eliminate randomness effect and enable fair comparison. Model docstring function syntax format: starcodebase 3b 12.311.417.224.2 stable code 3b 22.825.837.146.4 star coder 2 to 3b 28.629.749.657.6 codegemma 2b 12.311.417.224.2 granite 3b code base 28.230.045.856.3 starcodebase 7b 23.725.338.247.1 codellama 7b 24.727.643.053.1 star coder 2 to 7b 27.630.445.857.5 codegemma 7b 32.337.855.364.3 granite minus 8b code base base 25.530.949.960.5. STARCODERBASE 15B26.630.744.352.2CODELLAMA 13B25.829.750.660.3 Star Coder 2 to 15B36.943.960.470.2 Granite 20B Code Base 35.243.055.163.5 CODELLAMA 34B33.138.054.764.4 Granite 34B Code Base 36.344.459.268.2 7. Conclusion. We presented a family of decoder-only Granite code models ranging in size from 3 to 34 billion parameters that are highly versatile in their ability to accomplish a wide range of tasks from code generation to fixing bugs, explaining and documenting code, maintaining repositories, and more. These models have proven to be suitable for applications ranging from complex application modernization tasks, IBM, 2023, to on-device memory-constrained use cases. Extensive evaluation demonstrates that Granite code models consistently reach state-of-the-art performance among open-source code LLMs, matching or exceeding the performance of recently released Code Gemma, StarCoder 2, and Llama 3 models on average performance across various code-related tasks of code generation, explanation, and bug fixing in a variety of popular programming languages. Our experience and results demonstrate that Granite code models have a proven ability to better handle different tasks in enterprise software development workflows. We release all our Granite code models under an Apache 2.0 license for both research and commercial use. We plan to continuously release updates to these models to improve their performance, e.g., leveraging the CodeNet instruction dataset, Puri et al., 2021. And in the near future, we plan to release long context as well as Python and Java specialized model variants. Acknowledgements. We would like to acknowledge the efforts of numerous teams at IBM Research AI and Hybrid Cloud Platform, IBM AI Infrastructure Team, IBM Watson X Code Assistant and Platform Team. Special thanks to IBM research leaders Dario Gill, Sriram Raghavan, Mukesh Kari, Danny Barnett, Talia Gershon, Priya Nagprakar, Nicholas Fuller for their support. Thanks and acknowledgement to Trent Gray Donald, Carrie Olson, Alvin Tan, Hilary Hunter, Dakshi Agrawal, Zon Liu, Madhukar Srivatsa, Raghu Kiran Ganti, Carlos Costa, Daryl Reimer, Maha Vukovic, Dinesh Garg, Akash Srivastava, Abhishek Bandwaldar, Aldo Pareja, Shiv Sudhilaraj, Aidan Sood, Sandeep Gopasetti, Nick Hill, Ray Rose, Tulio Coppola, Allison Oliveira, Adar Sahu, Apoorv Mohan, Yuan Kaichong, Jitendra Singh, Yu Yang, Eric Butler, David Brotherton, Rakesh Mohan, David Kung, Dinesh Khandelwal, Nigang Wang, Nelson Mimura Gonzalez, Olivier Tardu, Tuan Hoang Trung, Luis Angel Bathin, Kevin O'Connor, Christopher Labinese, Tatsuhiro Chiba, Sinyanan Chuchakau, Robert Wakup, Anthony Viroz I. Martin, Adnan Hoke, Davis Wertheimer and Marquita Ellis. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.